Martha Jimenez is the Executive Vice President, General Counsel, and Secretary for the California Endowment. She serves as the Senior Advisor on Legal and Governance Matters for the Endowment. Prior to joining the Endowment, she served as Senior Counsel for Los Angeles County Supervisor Gloria Molina. Additionally, Martha served as Vice President for Policy and Development for Fair Trade USA, where she advocated fair trade practices and supports farmers in developing countries by working with U.S.-based businesses such as, and she also served as the program officer with the Rockefeller Foundation and the California Endowment as a managing attorney with Public Advocates. She graduated with her JD from University of California, Berkeley, and her undergraduate degree is from the University of Notre Dame. So I could tell you had a really good football season.
Yes, we did.
I know, UT, we're still sad, but we deserved, I guess, what we got.
No, you didn't.
Our second speaker is Sharon Pearlie Masling, a partner at Morgan Lewis. Sharon serves as co-leader of Morgan Lewis's culture and DEI strategy, litigation and investigations practice, helps employers create a safe, respectful, diverse, and inclusive workplace while mitigating legal risk. She's recognized as an employment and discrimination law trailblazer by the National Law Journal for her ability to identify novel legal issues and develop innovative solutions. So please welcome both of our speakers.
Thank you very much. Good morning, I'm going to get started.
Well, good morning. Good morning, welcome, and buenos dias a todos. Welcome to this session on recent developments in targeted philanthropy, and depending on how you emphasize that, is philanthropy targeted or the issues? Anyway, as mentioned, my name is Martha Jimenez, and I have the privilege of serving as Executive Vice President and Counsel and Secretary for the California Endowment, and I'm delighted to be sharing the stage today with my colleague, who is brilliant, Sharon Masling. But I also do want to recognize and appreciate Emily DeSmet, who is unable to join us today, but who also contributed to today's presentation. It is truly a privilege to be with you today, not just because I'm in my home state of Texas and can finally say y'all, and no one will bat an eye, but because my presence was truly made possible thanks to the incredible support of my colleagues, Sharon, Emily, and especially the kindness of Joanna Jefferson, Diana Chavez, and the staff affiliated with UT MCLE, who went out of their way to accommodate me as my spouse and I navigated gale force winds, smoke, fire, evacuations, and the sheer terror of unknown. As I worked with colleagues to support those in staff and in the community directly affected by the deadly and devastating fires in Los Angeles these last few weeks. I want to thank all of them again. Thank you, and thanks to all of you for your thoughts, your prayers, your support, and hopefully your very generous monetary contributions to the people of Los Angeles. And if you don't know where to, please catch me up later. Much has been said and much is yet to be said of these fires, including the tragic loss of lives and homes from the cliff sides of the Pacific Palisades to the historic black neighborhood of Altadena. But what stands out to me most in this tragedy is the incredible kindness, courage, generosity, and resilience of the people. From the firefighters and law enforcement personnel, some of whom were subjected to bizarre anti-DEI attacks because they represented the diversity that is.